producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up in about a half an hour, somebody just sent me a in the chat room, one of the ninjas just told me, man, that's happening there, DeCorzo. Going to be joined by Texas / U.S. Law Shield. For this audience, this will, well, for Genesis Communications, this will be the first time you've ever heard from them. These people specialize in defending people that defend themselves. So, they'll be joining us, and we're going to be talking about Ferguson. We're going to talk about the people that are defending their own businesses, what actually could happen to them, because that's important. And we're going to talk about New Jersey, because that is my want. The gun control movement, the professional gun control movement, if it were not for Nanny Bloomberg, would be gasping. The majority of them, when they hold a membership, when they hold a membership meeting, they go to Starbucks and get at a table set for one. But not according to the liberal media, because for too long with the liberal media. See, here's the thing about gun rights organizations. Like NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, any of them out there. That's not all the gun owners. If you take all of the memberships of all of those, all the dues-paying members of all of these organizations, put them together, you might have 7 million dues-paying members. Not counting the grassroots organizations that are just about everywhere, or the state organizations that are everywhere. So when you see the liberal media come up and start talking about monetary parity with the NRA, which has an annual budget of about $2 million. That doesn't really mean anything. Whether the anti-gun groups have as much money as NRA or any of the other ones, or, you know, all of them combined. It doesn't really mean that much. Because in Colorado, when they passed their gun legislation that now has Governor Hickenlooper on the ropes now, it's already claimed three politicians. And when they were going through the recall efforts, the anti-gunners outspent the grassroots 6, 7, or 8 to 1. I can't remember what the exact number was. It's pretty impressive. But the grassroots didn't care because they weren't, their votes weren't for sale. More recently, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you got David Clark running against a police lieutenant. They're both Democrats. David Clark is pro-gun. He put out a little PSA saying, arm up, because 9/11 is not going to be your best shot at getting help. You need to be your own first responder. Combined, they don't have $125,000. Bloomberg comes in, dumps $150,000 into his opponent's race. David Clark wins anyway. David Clark wins anyway. The single issue voters that are out there, look at the way somebody is treating the Second Amendment. If you look at some, if somebody's treating the Second Amendment shoddily, they think they're better than you. They don't trust you with a gun. And that's, I mean, you know, I've said before, that's a litmus test for any politician running for any public office or in public office. If they don't trust me with a gun, They're not looking out for my best interest because they know the stats. They may claim to not know the stats. They may lie about the stats. They may conflate certain data points, but they know the stats. They know the real deal. Right now, with the money that Bloomberg has put out there, and you've got, you know, the newly rebranded Every Town for Gun Safety, which was formerly the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and has folded into it the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. With the money that that Bloomberg has put into them, they're now saying that they can fight the pro-gun advocates with monetary parity. I don't care how much money they've got. Time and time again, they've gone out and spent a lot of money. I mean, Bloomberg took $150,000. He may as well just have doused it with lighter fluid and, you know, struck a match. Just burn it up there. I know that's only valet money to you there, Mike. But it was wasted valet money. I'm not worried about the gun control groups. There are a couple of things that are a little troubling for me right now in Washington State. You've got Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer from Microsoft and Bloomberg and all these guys throwing all this money into I-594, which will be an expanded background check scheme with certain exemptions. All they have to do is look at the Colorado one. That's all they have to do. Some people, like Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation, is concerned that people that spend the money get to frame the debate. Maybe in the media, but the grassroots is, these are the people that knock on doors. And if 594 passes, it's probably going to be more due to the fact of the confusion over which one is which, because it's up against I-591, which is calling for no new state schemes, just a federal basic scheme, which we already have. But then they'll be looking at the same thing that they're, it's the same data. They're out there. They want to have this universal background check because they say there's 40% of all guns get sold without a background check. And we know that's not true, and they know that's not true. But I'm not worried. If the liberal media has to write about the gun controllers and say they're finally getting on parity financially with the dreaded NRA, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't even know what kind of a fight they're involved in. More than 93% of all gun owners in the United States do not belong to the NRA or Gun Owners of America or the Second Amendment Foundation. 93%. But these are the people that do pay attention. And when they see something getting threatened on a federal level, they get on the phones. And then it gets defeated. And then we get to see President Barack Obama have a hissy fit in the Rose Garden. It's all good fun. It's all in good fun. Now, the problem with a universal background check is it builds upon the national instant criminal background check system. And the NICS fails. NICS fails on so many levels. It's all based on who gets reported to what. So if they fail to report felons, all that felon has to do is cross state lines. And then he can go buy a gun somewhere if he changes his address and everything. It's not that hard to figure out. But we're going to talk a little bit about the background check system and the mentally ill. Now, we talked about the mentally ill. What is somebody that's mentally ill? Most of them are never going to get violent. Most of them are too scared to get violent. Those that are really, truly depressed. They don't want to come out of the house. But this is what they want to improve upon. The broken background check system we have now. We'll get to that when we get back. Coming up, Texas/U.S. Law Shield, Edwin and Michelle, first time here at Genesis Communications. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. While we were on break, I was taking a couple of pistols and mounting EOTech sights on them. I would do that, except I don't have a holster to carry one of those with the EOTech mounted on it. The NICS, the big problem with the NICS is that the NICS does not have a filter for mentally ill people. I'm not exactly sure that it needs to have one because most mentally ill people are not violent. Now, especially given the, you know, now, maybe the next time with the national spectacle that Santa Barbara was, maybe the next time a health care worker or a mental health professional and parents call the police department and say he is going to do something really bad, when they show up there to check him out, when the guy says, oh, no problems here, nothing to see here, they're not going to go, well, okay, he seems so polite, let's just go back to our regular job. Despite the fact, especially in the case of Elliot Rodgers, who was supposed to be taking antipsychotic drugs, despite the fact that he was on this drug protocol, he was able to legally buy 3 handguns, which entails 90 days altogether, because you can only, in California, you can only buy one every 30 days. You have to wait 10 days to pick it up. You have to register it. You have to take a safety course each time you buy one, and the only magazines available are 10 rounders. He did all of that, and that's all he used. He bought 41 10-round magazines to go with his 3 handguns, which I think he had 2 SIGs and a Glock 34, 2 SIG 226s. I don't know why he needed 3 handguns to do what he did, but for some reason he felt like he needed that many handguns. One of the things that they very, very badly overlook when they're talking about a shooter such as this, when they want to come out against a tool, is how many guns he had. Now, both of those weapons, SIG 226 and the Glock 34, can carry 17 rounds of ammo. Both of those weapons are very good weapons. And having 3 of them is redundant. Given the fact, this is indicative of the fact that he didn't know what he was doing. He thought he needed 3 handguns for some stupid reason. I don't know if he had a 3rd hand that we just never saw in the videos or what, but he thought he needed 3 of them. So, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is this guy was dangerously, had a couple of screws loose, and he was able to buy a gun. And here's the punchline. That's going to happen anyway. That's going to happen anyway. Because we can make the presumption that anybody that's going to go into a place where they don't know somebody, that's going to start shooting and trying to kill innocent people that they don't know, there is a degree of mental illness to that thing. So it's sociopathic or maybe it's psychopathic. A psychopath has no regard for human life other than how it serves him. When you have more regard for the Kleenex that you would use to blow your nose than they do for a human life. So for the NICS system to supposedly be the catch-all, the big net from which all the bad guys are strained out of the good guys, that expectation is impossible to meet. It's impossible to meet. What it will catch is it's going to catch people that have the same name as felons. Because the felon's not going to go to a gun shop. But if you have a felon named Bob Smith, then everybody named Robert Smith out there is going to get swept up in that net. NICS costs $650 million to maintain. And we have 30 states that have passed laws mandating mental health reporting to NICS after being bribed by the Department of Justice. Not very much money at that for our states to sell us out. This is them trying to cast the widest net possible to catch the few people that are going to be active spree shooters, rampage killers. Once again, let me emphasize this. That's not going to work. The only thing when, you know, I know that it's happened once or twice that I'm aware of, and it may have happened more times than this, but when they go into those five fantasy steps that they're going into, as they start their journey to that last final action, they're over the edge at that point. If they get past the fantasy stage and start procuring stuff, they are going to do it unless there's an intervention. And unfortunately, with an active shooter like Elliot Rodgers, who, you know, he's such a polite young man. Cops left him there with three guns in hand, YouTube videos up there going, yep, the day of retribution is coming, you blonde people. Let him go. James Holmes, you know, he bought all of his weapons legally. You cannot catch the anomaly. The NICS system, if we're going to have one, we have it about as far as it needs to go. In totalitarian countries, they have mass killings. And don't get out there and say, well, Latvia doesn't have nearly as many as we do. Big deal. Big deal. We got 320 million people here. And I'm not going to tell you it's the price of freedom that we have these killings. The price that we have is these guys go into gun-free zones. You want to eliminate targets from the active shooter, the rampage killer, you've got to eliminate the gun-free zone. You've got to let everything not be such a soft target. Schools, hospitals, shopping malls, all these things they try to make gun-free, these are just gigantic barrels full of fish. And with the exception of a courthouse or a police station, all of the gun-free zones that I see out there, I either don't go in them or I don't go in them where they've got metal detectors. And if, you know, if a rampage killer opens up in a hospital when I've been in there and it's a gun-free zone and I stop them, I'll roll the dice. Because I'm not going to leave me and mine open. And I passed my background check. My background checks are on the books. I have been vetted. I have been trained. And I'm going to implement that training. And I'm not going to leave my family open to a piece of plastic with a pistol silhouette and a diagonal line going through it. Just not going to do it. Coming up next, if things work out correctly, we're going to be joined by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas Law Shield. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back. On a Tuesday morning, this is Lock and Load. I advocate training for self-defense. I advocate learning first aid for self-defense. I advocate picking the right gun and training with that one particular gun you're going to carry for self-defense. And I do that all the time. I cannot tell you what's going to happen to you, because this varies from incident to incident, from state to state. I can't tell you what's going to happen to you after you actually use your weapon in self-defense. And that's why my next guests are here with me, because this is what they do. This is the final piece of the toolkit in self-defense. Joining me for the first time at Genesis Communications, since I have moved over here, coming from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, I'm joined for the first time here by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. And we're glad to be here on your new home.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, somebody in the chat room got a newsletter from you saying that you've added South Carolina. Is this true?
Well, it's been part of our multi-state program.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, put your hopes up, Bill. Part of our multi-state program, which is an additional option. So if somebody living in Texas or Florida, Oklahoma, Colorado, or Pennsylvania travels to South Carolina, and God forbid they have to use their firearm, then we will be able to protect them there. But we're not yet there for you, Bill.
Maybe you'll get lucky and they'll be defending you in South Carolina. So,
well, then I get to see you do your stuff, right? Well, I talked to Michelle twice yesterday, and if she had not told me about that, Well, there was going to be a whole lot of trouble coming out of that one. Did you guys add Hawaii to your multi-state?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar. But we have been adding. The thing is that the multi-state program has been expanding. Of course, the multi-state program means that we have prearranged with attorneys in that particular state to handle Texas Law Shield membership cases that may occur there.
And I think we need to point that out since that's your first time here. So people that live in Florida, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Colorado, or Texas, how many states can they travel in addition to the states that you're in if they go out? How many?
38 states that are covered under the multi-state program. And for a full list of it, just go to uslawshield.com for the exhaustive list.
There you go. Now, Ferguson, Missouri. I know you guys are looking at Missouri. It'd probably be a really great thing if you were in Missouri right about now. How bad could it be for these store owners? I mean, the police, once again, in the face of riots, the police can't cover everything. So a lot of store owners, a lot of business owners have gone to the streets a la L.A. riots like the Korean shopkeepers did, and they're standing out in front of their places of business and guarding them with weapons.
Well, Missouri has some very good self-defense laws and use of deadly force laws. And basically, under their law, anybody can protect themselves with deadly force in the force of somebody attempting to enter their habitation, their building, their dwelling, or they can use it in the face of any forcible felony in which robbery is specifically defined as a forcible felony. And so the fact that they're at their shop where they have a lawful right to be, if a looter or rioter comes into the shop, that is by definition a forcible felony, and they are allowed to use deadly force to defend themselves.
In the case of Missouri or something like that, some of these guys, and I applaud their choice of weapons because in most cases it seems like the looters are just going around them. Because they are showing multiple long guns, multiple semi-automatic long guns out there. And nobody really wants to mess with those.
No, and I've seen the clips as well. And, you know, you really have to applaud their efforts. And it greatly illustrates the fact that at the end of the day, we are all responsible for our own self-defense and defense of our premises and property. That the police, even with this massive police presence, you're right, they can't be everywhere. And in fact, in this situation, it appears the police don't even want to be everywhere. They want to quell the violence for the good of, I guess, the entire community. But unfortunately, it's leaving these poor property owners in the lurch where they have to be responsible. And so, thankfully, if a group of looters or rioters go up to a business and they find that the premises are armed, they're just going to move to a softer target. Now, our goal as a society should be that there should be no soft targets. But unfortunately, that's just simply not the case. There will always, be people out there attempting to make us all soft targets by taking away our God-given right to self-defense.
And that's, one of the things that I have noticed, the Ferguson Police Department was augmented by the St. Louis Police Department, and they decided to strap up and go all Rambo, and that didn't work out very well. So then they brought in the state police, who tried to be compassionate, reach out, and it was more violent last night than it has been lately. How many people did they shoot last night? I think they arrested 31, and two or three people got shot.
I believe two people got shot. One thing that I am kind of surprised about is that there have been, I have not heard of any reported deaths in this entire situation. And so there's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of interesting ways to look at it, because we have concepts that all of us should be concerned about. Number one, you know, was the use of force against the original perpetrator justified? Was the original perpetrator overall a bad guy? You know, the video clearly shows that he did commit a robbery. What was his state of mind? So, you know, that we have to look at that, but then also look at their response. You know, did the community have a legitimate gripe? Was that community infiltrated by bad actors, these people they're claiming from out of the side of the town that came in and were actually doing the rioting? Those people clearly have no justification in doing anything they're doing. And then the police response, because I know you and I have discussed in the past, and I don't know how much you've discussed it on your new format, about the militarization of the police force. And in this case, was the militarization of the police force necessary? Did it exacerbate the situation? Is the militarization necessary to protect the innocent people in these cases? And so there's a lot of moving parts, and unfortunately this is kind of welling up to be a perfect storm that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people on both the, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum that may find common ground about disagreement, but, you know, then again, they may have completely opposite ideas about what the ultimate solution should be.
Well, I know that the federal government wants to wade in on this one. Isn't it? It's sort of odd that the Attorney General wants to come down there and take a personal hand in the investigation with a local event, isn't it?
Well, I think that the federal government has I think they have grounds to step in to investigate the original shooting, the original officer-involved shooting, as a civil rights matter. But then aside from that, the actual authority to quell any type of unlawful activity in response to that lies with the state government. The federal government doesn't have any place in that at all.
You guys hang on. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Texas Law Shield, Michelle and Edwin, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guests, first time here with me here, from Texas/U.S. Law Shield. I'm joined again by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Now, these are two lawyers that specialize in defending you if you defend yourself. And we've had some very good discussions that, about things that actually precipitate things happening. And right now we're discussing Ferguson. Now, guys, do you think, like I saw St. Louis County police jostling Don Lemon from CNN after they told him to stand somewhere. And he goes and stands somewhere. And then all of a sudden he's got a guy putting hands on, hurting him further away. Are the police being a little heavy-handed with the just regular run-of-the-mill, peaceful protesters there?
They might. Obviously, this is a really intense situation, and everybody is super sensitive. And, of course, the police are probably being a little bit more aggressive than they would on any other day in any other sort of situation. But what people need to remember is that we need to wait for the facts to come out in a court of law. People are jumping to conclusions. People are wanting to take sides because that's the easy thing to do. We want to rally behind one side or the other. But when it comes to our criminal justice system, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate for people to be speculating. I saw a report that a grand jury is supposed to hear the evidence in this case and determine whether this police officer should go ahead and, you know, continue his way through the criminal justice system. But everybody's tensions are high. And, you know, the police, yeah, we are highly critical of the police. So I think it's best for people to do, you know, especially in this situation, to, if a police officer tells you to go stand somewhere to avoid any sort of conflict and maybe take it up at a later date.
Well, now, I've heard the police officer's description of what he says happened, which essentially when he started shooting, that's because this young man was bum rushing him. And this young man was, he was pretty big kid. You know, what was he, about 6'4", 290 pounds. I don't know how big the officer is. Would that warrant, I mean, an unarmed opponent, just because he doesn't have a handgun on him, when he's coming at you, when he's coming at you hard like he's a linebacker, if somebody was doing that to me as a civilian, I'm going to bring the gun up on him. I mean, if that's actually what happened, which this all happened after he robbed a store, robbed some sort of a cigar store or something, if all of that is the case, is that a justified shooting?
If all of that is true, and keep in mind that a person may use deadly force to protect themselves if they are in a reasonable fear of imminent death or serious bodily injury. Now, death or serious bodily injury does not have to happen at the hand of a knife, at the hand of a gun, at the hand of a broken beer bottle. It can happen by somebody pummeling you to the ground who is three times your size.
Sure.
So as long as this police officer was in reasonable fear that this kid was going to inflict death or serious bodily injury upon him, he should be justified in using deadly force.
Yeah, one of the disservices I think the media has been doing is that when they continuously describe him as an unarmed teenager, that gives people the glib statement, well, you should never be able to kill an unarmed person, and that's just simply not true. Whether or not, you know, yes, somebody who is armed, that makes them sort of definitionally a deadly threat. However, there have been thousands of people killed by quote-unquote unarmed individuals. And so the fact of whether or not he had a gun or not, I think the media is doing a disservice by failing to point out that somebody that size rushing an armed person is just as deadly as if he would have had a knife or a club or a gun himself.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say more people get pummeled to death by hands and feet than get shot by any long gun, murdered that way.
That is correct.
Annually. So, I mean, being unarmed doesn't mean that you're not dangerous.
That is correct. And keep in mind, do you believe a police officer is armed every time you see him? Yes, it's obvious. They're open carrying their firearms. Why would you rush somebody who is armed, who is a police officer, and when that police officer pulls a gun on you and they continue to charge you, it may be reasonable to believe that this perpetrator is either armed or thinks that he can overtake your gun and perhaps take the gun from you and use it against you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's for the longest time, that was a lot of police officers get killed with their own gun, don't they? It still goes on. I mean, it's police officer deaths have gone down, but it still happens. A police officer's holster, I believe, has to have at least two levels of retention so that somebody can't snatch his gun.
Yes, and so that's, you know, all of these will come into play. Anytime there's a justified use of deadly force, whether it's with the police or with a civilian, you have to look at it as basically a list-making process. You're going to have to make a list as to why your belief that you needed to use deadly force is reasonable. The people who will want to prosecute you, whether that's, you know, the state attorney's office or the media, will have to make a list showing why you were why that belief was unreasonable. And like I said, I think the continuous statement that he was unarmed, therefore he wasn't a threat, that just simply is not true. And the media, in my opinion, should cease from you trying to use that as some sort of way to impugn just offhand this officer's use of deadly force, because civilians are faced with that situation all the time, and we don't, you know, we absolutely defended people who have had to pull firearms on people who are otherwise unarmed, but yet they had a reasonable death or serious bodily injury.
With a, as far as the way they're characterizing Michael Brown as the unarmed teenager, is this a little bit like the 12 pictures of 12-year-old Trayvon Martin that we kept seeing on TV when they were trying to make out that this was just some, you know, sweet little kid and everything, which I don't know enough about Michael Brown to make a call on him. I've seen video of him doing a strong arm snatch and grab, which, you know, I never did when I was 18 years old. My children didn't do that when I was 18 years when they were 18 years old. So I look at that as sort of a bad sign, but I also understand this young man wanted to go to college and everything else. But, you know, all that notwithstanding, do you look at that as the, comparatively as the sort of same thing the media is trying to do?
Well, absolutely. And the fact that, you know, they're making such a big deal, the fact that this family hired the same lawyer that represented Trayvon Martin's family. The one thing that would have been very interesting in this, and of course, just from a historical or societal, sociological point of view, is by this time we've all seen this videotape, the surveillance videotape of this robbery, and it was a robbery. You know, it may have started off as a shoplifting, but the moment he used force to complete his theft of those Swisher sweets, it became a robbery. And so, the Michael Brown sympathizers saying, well, you shouldn't get the death penalty for shoplifting. This wasn't shoplifting. This was a robbery. It doesn't matter if what he took was worth $2 or $2,000. It was a robbery.
Do you think if the shop owner had had a gun and decided to confront him and then pulled a weapon on him and shot him then, do you think there'd be as much brouhaha over it as there is?
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that it would have been interesting to see whether or not at that point they again would have portrayed it as a Trayvon Martin sort of situation. Basically, shop owner kills a man who was stealing $2 worth of merchandise, and he was only killed because he was black and the shop owner was Asian or whatever the circumstance may be, how they would have twisted that. And so I am very curious as to see what kind of response that would have been, if it would have been the same response regardless, if it was a police officer or it was the shop owner.
All right. We're going to flip it to the next hour. We'll continue this when we get back. Okay, guys, you guys just stand by. Have a cup of coffee. I'm going to. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.